train. What do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Right, everyone. It's the Stunk Randy Audio Show 149.5. This isn't going to be long enough to be a real show, but it's not going to be good enough to be one either. So we didn't feel it was necessary to give it the 150 mark since that's supposed to be a historic one. I'm Jeremy, babbling already, and my usual partner in crime, Kevin, is on the other end. So...
Yeah, well, 150 isn't really going to be historic either, so, you know.
But isn't 150 like a benchmark or something? I don't know.
Are
you supposed to do something special?
I think we're going to get reruns on cable after 150.
Oh.
Isn't that the deal?
Yeah, probably.
So. it's right. five seasons worth of shows.
Yeah.
Finally get our payments from cable and syndication.
Right. Yeah, you got me on that one. So, all right. Well, we started talking about all the stuff we wanted to talk about off the air, so hopefully we can replicate some of that and make it, you know, get to the point. So let's start. Let's just get right in. Not honestly a lot going on. Maybe a lot of mountain out of molehill. Molehills? Is that like a retarded molehill?
Man, does someone have a dick in your ass?
No,
instead of your mouth?
No. Maybe I blew a few brain cells at the gym, so this should be an interesting show. Wow. Well, anyways, we're first topic. Fuck it. On a grand scheme of things, this doesn't really mean anything, and I think you summed it up nicely when we talked about it earlier this morning. Gail Kim on her Twitter, essentially, she seemed to be having a very good time. She had a very good match last week with Beth Phoenix or something. And it was on Superstars, which is basically is where all these chicks get relegated now, unless you're Kelly Kelly or the Bellas, or Eve, I guess. Her Twitter said, thank you. The response of our match, shouldn't that be to our match? Yeah, whatever. The response of our match has been unbelievable, and it was truly, in caps, a dream come true. Imagine if we were given a storyline or some more time behind it. Sigh. Next one, there's not a lack of talent, it's the lack of time, storylines, and use of talent. Next one, which I love because I get to wrestle for longer than 3 minutes and actually have singles matches hopefully soon. Then, so apparently a bunch of sites picked up on it. We didn't because, well, as Kevin will explain in a second why. Then it was reported she put it on her Twitter now. Wow, haha, people are blowing up my Twitter. I'm glad everyone is as, for whatever reason, she spelled passionate, but she used like the ampersand number sign a lot, like she's swearing, as I am when it comes to wrestling, but you're also feeding into these gossip reporting sites that blew a reply to someone out of proportion. But hey, I guess it's all comes with the territory. I replied in a truthful way, but I never used the words creative team, etc. But people will read what they want and interpret it the way they want as well. So I can't stop that. So enjoy Go Nuts Gossiping.
She did not, in fact, use the words creative team in her initial tweets.
Exactly. Quick question for you. Who's responsible for storyline, match times, who's responsible for giving her that stuff? Especially the storyline. I'm just curious. And a character to go with it.
I believe that is the creative team, though.
Yeah, so she's full of shit. That's what I was getting at. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that was a very – well, the funny thing is as much as the WWE is pushing Twitter right now, mm-hmm. it like they don't seem to have laid down any edicts or rules or anything to it.
Yeah, yes,
you
exactly.
Because, well, no, the UFC, you know, they kind of gave all their fighters a guideline. Now, I don't know what it is, or I'm not even going to pretend to know what it is or to have looked at it. But obviously, you know, they had something in mind. With the wrestlers, it's, you know, kind of lawless, and they don't really give a shit what people say on there.
Yeah.
And, like, it doesn't matter that Zack Ryder is popular, so I don't think it's going to be... Well, it can't be a detriment to Gail Kim, because what are they going to do? Boot her off Superstars?
Yeah, or not use her and let her sit at home to collect a paycheck?
Yeah.
Or release her so she can go back to TNA, which they will take her in a second?
Yeah, and actually, and if she doesn't even feel like wrestling anymore,
yeah,
she can go home to her husband, who is making a shit ton of money from the Food Network, and not have to worry about life and wrestling.
Right. Now, I don't think that's one of the options, because I think she, just evidenced by
the way fucking, she said she loves to wrestle.
Yeah, by the who was yeah, a truly a dream and wrestle, yeah. And so I don't think that's an option, but I mean, I was talking to Eric about this, and it's like, well, women's wrestling, when we were talking about the old chick fight stuff, I don't remember the last time Shimmer had an event, and I think that's really was the top of the mountain for women's wrestling. And then TNA cut all their stuff. So it's like women's wrestling now just doesn't really rate at all, regardless of how much you enjoy it or how good they are. There's no business for it right now.
Yeah, no, none whatsoever. There's no room for tag team wrestling, and there's no room for women's wrestling. Like, and I know we'll bring it up later, but Pro Wrestling Ohio hasn't had any women this year.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember if Ring of Honor's had any.
Yeah, well, so, I don't even pay attention to them enough to even bother.
Well, they used to bring in the
Shimmer Gals. Yeah, so. Sarah Del Rey?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And what's her name? What was that pot woman's name? Blondie. Daisy Hayes.
Thank you. Yeah, that's pretty bad. Yeah, I'm checking to see when their last event was. And this isn't – and I'm not dogging it. This is just something to try and figure out when Shimmer's last event was. And, I mean, wow.
Yeah, no. I mean, the major organizations don't – give a shit, and if a women's sole women's organization doesn't give a shit, well, you know,
yeah,
nothing's gonna happen.
I'm trying to find where the hell's the Shimmer website now. There it is. Shimmer? No, it's not. Where the fuck did it go? But how bad would it be if they're actually gone and we just didn't even know? I mean, I would hope not. I think there's still. There it is. I think there's still plenty of talented women out there, but the last Shimmer event, I don't see it. But the next one is in October of 2011. That's a pretty big stretch in between. I mean...
Yeah. No, I will be doing a lot of stuff in between now and October.
Right.
And I will be watching a whole lot of wrestling in that time frame.
Right. And I know one of those was Pro Wrestling Ohio, and
yep,
so you're the resident PWO guy. They've got Wrestle Union?
No, Wrestolution.
That's right. Sorry. Yeah. I knew I was going to say it wrong. That's why I kind of the inflection up to try and give it a question sort of aspect. I tried to watch PWO, and I got a couple of them. I think it was the Wrestolution. I'm not sure I'm saying it right. I think it was Wrestolution last year. And they had the big build up with M Dog and all those guys.
Yes.
But what happened after that was I started getting like BMX racing. I started getting everything but PWO when it was marked PWO. So I mean, I don't. I mean, we were talking about this at work. it should be the same, but it just wasn't.
Yeah, so, no, and that's completely crazy because I know that, and it's been a while ago, but one of their bigger demographics for whatever reason was in California.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
I think there was some place in Canada, too. I don't think it was Canada in general. I think it was at least a little more state-specific than the whole country. But it's just, so, I mean, obviously, it's being satellite broadcasted all over the world, and those places are getting it just fine if their demos are in those areas.
Yeah. Yeah, so, except with my DirecTV, of course, so
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, so I have no idea why you're not getting it.
Well, I need to try it again then. Maybe, you know what? Maybe they just, I don't know.
Yeah, no.
I was trying to think of something, but.
It would be the time. You might be able to, well, it will and will not be the time. I don't know how they're going to work things this year, because last year, I think the last 3 or 4 episodes leading up to the event were all just like recaps of all of the happenings for those feuds. So I'm not sure if they're going to work things that way, but they got a bunch of shit canceled this year for various reasons.
Yeah.
Some of it was weather related. Some of it was, just other unforeseen circumstances popping up.
This is an event. All right, if I remember right, and correct me if I'm wrong, so it's been a pretty rough day already as we've gone through. They've already had the event. They've recorded the event, right?
No.
God damn it. No, they didn't. It's August.
Yeah,
never
mind. It's August 7th.
You know, Jesus.
Yeah. So, and they're even having, since the cat's out of the bag, they're having, what is that? Oh, Kevin Nash, he had that big party before Resolution. Well, this party isn't, or not before Resolution, before WrestleMania. Well, they're doing something similar up in Cleveland there, and I'm hoping to be able to get into that tomorrow. They only have 50 tickets, so I'm going to have to be calling their phone number immediately in the morning.
All right.
So we shall see what happens.
So you're thinking Kevin Nash is going to be that big of a draw to sell all those tickets immediately?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, it's only 50 tickets. It's not really a whole lot of tickets.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. But, yeah, and also their tickets at WrestleMania sold out. I mean, no offense to PWO, but it's like, you know, WrestleMania is not, you know, Resolution's not WrestleMania, but at the same time, it's still, you know, they've shown there is an audience that will purchase these tickets. So
yeah, and they usually get, what would I say last year was about 1,000 people or so, 1,500.
Yeah, hey, good for any indie event. So
yeah. So, I mean, they got enough people last year. I don't know why 50 tickets wouldn't sell out. Like, I've been surprised, honestly, that there's kind of been very little fuss out of, because I think Kevin Nash is doing a couple of other events that are similar to this. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm almost surprised that with a name as big as recently as Nash, that it's not getting a little more play that he's doing this at all.
Yeah.
And it's really strange because, like, well, the other part of the email to one of my fine sources up there, he was asking about the product in general, and I'll come back around to it. And I said that, he said that this Resolution, because the iPay-per-view, and they've already had, this year they've lost Matthew Justice to the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Who we reported. The one guy, Shima Zion, who had been talking up, he just had one of the matches, he won one of the X Division matches for TNA's pay-per-view, and he is signed with them. But PWO gets to keep him through the end of Resolution, at least.
So he's so essentially he's jobbing out on the way out.
I'm trying to think of who else they. Oh, Johnny Gargano is the points leader in Evolve and has been doing a lot of work for Dragon Gate USA. And there's one other name that I am forgetting right now, and I. That's terrible. Oh, Matt Cross being on Tough Enough.
Yeah.
So, like, they've got more guys into big name spots than Ring of Honor recently.
Yeah. Well, Ring of Honor, though.
But of course, I don't know PWO's.
Well, I don't know PWO's business structure, but Ring of Honor signing them to contracts. So, you know, there's a little bit of stability in the roster because of that.
Yeah, well, and the other thing that I was thinking, first off, was that most of the Ring of Honor guys have been rejected by the other two organizations, so they're just back there.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of what you think of their quality of wrestling or whatnot, they definitely, a lot of them, you know.
No.
You know, have come back, and I wouldn't go anywhere. Like, if I had made that one run, and like everyone was pretty much shitting on me, like, piss off. You know, Homicide's way too small to be going to the WWE. So,
right.
And if he wasn't used in TNA the first time around, he's not going to be used the second time around.
Yeah, well, Homicide was used just fine the first time around for.
Oh.
TNA, you know, with
yeah.
LAX, they fucking destroyed them, and look what's happened to them. Ooh.
Yeah, LAX is just an awful yeah. thing now.
But as you were saying though, I mean, well, you started talking about the quality. Now, are you so?
Yeah.
I guess what I'm trying to discern from you is they're still maintaining a higher quality level despite. All the losses, because I know Gargano was a main player. Matt Cross was a main player. So that's two guys.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, and you know what? I forgot to mention this too. I had no idea. This is something again that my source gave me there.
Mm-hmm.
That Crimson character. I don't know if you paid much attention to him, but he basically swiped the Joker.
Okay. Well, that's what Sting did. I mean, does he...
Yeah, well, no.
I'm going to say from your compliment, he's done it better than Sting, so...
Yeah. Well, and I didn't realize this. On TV several weeks ago, and I didn't think anything of it, Aaron McGuire said on commentary, they're like, oh, yeah, some dude in TNA stole his name. And I was like, oh, whatever, he's just hyping it up because it's the bigger company. You know,
right.
It's what you do. And no, you know what, it turns out that Crimson has applied to get into TNA. And they asked him to send in videotapes. And
okay.
Not long after he started sending in videotapes... the Crimson that they have now popped up on TV. Granted,
really?
Yeah. So he was kind of annoyed at that, but then all of a sudden, now he's been doing these vignettes. He's been doing these for the last 2 years now in Pro Wrestling Ohio. He's been doing these little Joker-type vignettes in black and white, which is kind of a cool look. But yeah, he's been doing it for 2 seasons now, and all of a sudden, I guess D'Lo Brown told him to keep sending in tapes, you know, so that they could show more stuff to creative, like where they wanted to go with his character. And then all of a sudden this year, they take Sting in the Joker direction. So he is super pissed.
Wow, because, so these fucking douchebags at TNA are basically taking a guy who makes and not a lot of money. I mean, it's PWO isn't a major brand. That's not a slight on them. It's the truth.
Yeah.
They're taking guys who don't make a lot, are aping their creative decisions, making them their own, and then just leading these guys on.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing to me.
Yeah, because
and absolutely not surprising.
He sent several direct messages, I think, on Twitter or just a straight-up email to Dixie Carter and listed all of the tapes and when he sent them in.
And she probably went, what's a tape?
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm not sure if he actually sent in a tape or...
You know, I know what you mean. I know, but...
He just emailed an MP3 or whatever.
Yeah. My point was she's a fucking dumbass. And basically a business cheat as well. I'm not going to discount what you're saying, but let's put the allegedly tab on this, okay? And we'll take this as we got to take their word for it sort of thing. But...
Right, yes.
If true, Dixie Carter and TNA really are just awful motherfuckers. I wish I had a better way of describing it.
They're definite. I mean, not that, and I think he even admitted, in fear of losing my connection, I'm not going to go to the email right now. But I believe he goes, you know what, I realize that this character isn't exactly, you know, like, I swiped this character too. Like, you know, like, I'm just kind of taking the Joker character and fitting it for a wrestling persona. He wasn't trying to say, like, oh, I'm this creative genius who does this. But his main point is that, one of his main points was that, you know, when he's trying to book independent scenes now, they're like, oh, so you're part Sting and you're part another guy in TNA, and you swiped his name. He's like, and he's getting screwed out of indie events, evidently, because they think he'll be construed as having ripped their stuff off because it is the bigger brand.
Yes. So, I mean, and that's what I said. They are essentially they're stealing money out of this guy's pocket. And we're just, it's just the business. Well, when did it become okay to be like just that morally corrupt?
That you I do have that? No idea.
I guess this is where someone's going to go, well, it's the wrestling business, and that's fine. But this is you never heard McMahon doing something. Well, I take that back. You haven't heard of him doing something like that lately. So,
it's pretty shitty of them to do it.
Yeah, it's not pretty shitty. If true, it's absolutely shitty.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's that was pretty crazy. And, you got to feel for the guy. And the reason I brought his story up is because of the losses that we were talking about, he was one of the guys that he had, if memory serves, he said he's been in wrestling for 11 years or something like that, and he's only been doing the Crimson character for the last three.
Yeah.
Because he listed what his other character was, and I don't recall it. He had the experience, luckily, and they had brought him in last year and given him enough of a push then that they could slide him into the main event slot and it not be too much of a bother.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't look like, oh, they're just sliding this guy in there because they're losing other people. Like, physically, he's one of the few guys that matches up with Jason Bayne, who he will be fighting for the PWO title at Resolution there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it would have made sense to go in this direction anyway. They had at least enough depth that they could get by. But if anybody else gets picked off their roster... Wow.
Yeah.
Things are looking pretty slim. Because, honestly, it's taken them, I think the product has gotten better the product has gotten better. I don't even think it has. It's gotten better.
Right.
writing value wise, they're still going quite, 101, which is mildly refreshing, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've talked about this a lot, and booking angles and writing stories, especially writing stories. I mean, every kid's, everyone's had an imagination. So writing stories isn't hard. It's getting them, it's getting them published. And especially in wrestling, you have good guy, bad guy issue. There, you're done. So a booking 101 approach is actually exactly what you're talking about. It's not refreshing. It's just exactly all you need. You don't need intricate stuff much anymore. That's interesting. I think we need to talk about, maybe not stuff like this. But talking about PWO is probably something we should do more, only because fledgling's the right word. It's something not a lot of people see, so you don't have the stigma of, it's WWE, blah, 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 that sort of thing.
Yep.
Fresh faces, game. That sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always game, and, that's what I said. If they end up losing a couple more guys, they run into that problem that a lot of these places do, which is, they start off and they're like, oh, okay, we got these core amount of guys, no matter whether it's ECW, Ring of Honor, mm-hmm. and I don't know who was in between. I swear there had to have been somebody, honestly. But they just keep, those leagues just end up getting poached. And
right.
It seems like it happens all together, and then they have a hard time restocking because, it's taken them, the four seasons to really get there.
Right.
to finally have some depth and not just have to repeat stuff or... Even that first season wasn't nearly as long as either of these last ones. Like, they started getting such good ratings that they expanded, I think, the second season, to a full slate of the 23 episodes usually? Yeah, in a season.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so I think they normally get 23 because they've taken the summer. They took the summer off last year even after ratings went up even more. Because the last I knew, they were still getting ratings higher than the Indians.
Oh, shit.
Well, I mean, if your team's in first place, though.
Wait, Kevin. I'm gonna stop.
We're in first place.
No. They're in first because the Tigers can't do their shit straight. where are you talking about?
Yeah, I know it's a bunch of bandwagon fans.
All right, so there you go. So enough.
But still, you would think that they would get on the bandwagon since their team is winning.
They're horrible sports fans. They're terrible. They're not knowledgeable.
I'm not going to say horrible sports fans.
Never mind. I'm just going to stop now. So we've done actually a very good job of sticking on topic, so we're about to get off of it, I can tell. So
okay.
All right, so yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Anywho. I mean, it's taken them this long to get their shit together. Not shit together, but to build up enough confidence in the company that is sponsoring them, that is showing their product, to be able to, even bring in a name like Kevin Nash.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, like, it's nice that Tito Santana is wrestling and all. But I've got to think that Kevin Nash puts more eyeballs on the product than Tito Santana at this juncture.
Well, I would say based off of, Royal Rumble review, appearance, the Hall of Fame, Kevin, I mean, he wasn't in it, but still, you saw the reaction when people came out. When those guys came out, it was after the relatively long ceremony.
Yeah,
and people still went crazy. So it was like, all right, well,
Yep.
I think Kevin Nash surprisingly has got a very good shelf life and a very good name for commercialist marketing, whatever you want to put it, however you want to put it. So I don't know. you can, not, and I'm saying this is the proverbial you, but you complain about WWE bringing in young guys, all right? Or I'm sorry, older guys.
Yeah.
Why is it okay for like a PWO to bring them in? Now you know what? I already know. Oh. I already know the answer to my own question. So never mind. Never mind.
Oh well, I mean, it's not the best. I still don't particularly like it in a lot of situations.
Mm-hmm.
Nash is just too big to pass up. Because in the past, I've kind of ripped on him. But, well, and I even said in at least the review that I posted there on Tuesday or Wednesday that my buddy Sean went up last year because I told him Jim Duggan was going to be there. Like he's like, oh, we're just going to go up there for the day and we'll be back by the end of the night. I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm in. So I bought a second ticket and we went up together. So yeah, I mean, there are some casual fans that are all for that.
Yeah, and I think your friend Sean's probably a classic casual. Not that's not putting him down, obviously.
Right. Yeah. No. He is. Yeah. I mean, he watched it growing up, like most of us did, and then stopped. And you know, he'll watch when he's over here, but that's it. So.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, listen. But, cool. I don't know if you saw my message. We're dumping the other topic because I thought that was good. Let's just leave it off on that.
Outstanding.
Yeah. So I think it's been beaten to death anyways. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we got to do this PWO stuff some more, not just for any insider stuff, but just for a different perspective and something different to talk about besides what WWE could do better. TNA sucks and.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, I'm trying to line up. Resolution is August 6th, and Mr. Zoo Raw there, Dan Keister from Missouri, is thinking about coming in. So I actually
cool.
might get to meet him.
Yeah.
And what else? Oh, yeah, I'm just trying to get interviews with some of the people to see what happens, just to get them on here to talk about the product in general leading up to Resolution. Because, A, I'd been behind, and then, B, it just seemed like, I kept on getting tips that big stuff was going to happen.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it did, so I kept on holding off interviews. And maybe I should have done some earlier, but, everything just seemed to change, keep on changing. Like, because I don't think Gargano was ready to take off, he was injured in Pro Wrestling Ohio, but, he decided to take some time off there for Dragon Gate and the end of Evolve there. So, I don't think that was something that they planned on, but they did a good job. They did a better job this year, I think, audibling than they have in the past because of the depth that I talked about. Whatever. The wrestling still isn't, I'm not going to wait for Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker or anything like that. Either edition, honestly. But, the wrestling's pretty solid for a bunch of young guys. And, I mean, it's cool to watch the people grow. And this year, Bobby Beverly's been the other guy that I think that they're kind of worried about with the, he might get swiped away. He's really stepped it up on the mic and in the ring.
Yeah.
So, it'll be interesting. So, even if we don't do it ourselves, I'm hoping to get some extra stuff out here. As the Resolution comes up on August 7th.
All right, cool. Well, everyone, be on the lookout for that. We can go into the Zack Ryder. You can follow us on Twitter, at Stunt Granny. You can also, comment here. You can email us, if you feel like it, stuntgranny@gmail.com. We're cool like that. I don't know if, what else. We don't really have a whole lot going on. We don't do Facebook. I barely use mine.
It's almost outgrown its usefulness.
Yeah, Facebook kind of sucks too now. So, yeah. So, hey, let us know. You can always comment on these posts. Check back every day. There's something up. Thanks for listening. Oh. I'm Jeremy. I'm out. And Kevin's going to say something else before we leave.
Yeah, and you know what? I will be completely current with the PWO product when I post the review tomorrow. That was this past Sunday's episode. So I'm going to try and stay caught up on the reviews in the coming, month here before the event. Right. So sippy time beer. Go enjoy one.